with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings.
In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change titled Spreading the Vegetarian Solution via video conference with our association members in Seattle, Washington, USA on July the 6th, 2008.
Thank you, love. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a few questions. Recently, the UFO appears a few times in UK. Is there any way that we can contact with them?
We can't, unless they want to.
Oh, okay.
Right now, they don't want to yet, because we are not ready.
Oh, I see.
They're not trying to give us a message or anything. They're just observing us, see if we have changed, so that they could be able to help us. But we have not changed much. And if they come here, you know, people probably will kill them. If they land, maybe people get them and kill them or bring them to the laboratory, poke them, probe them, do whatever, just to see, or interrogate them, or imprison them, or do all kind of experiments, who knows. They are very afraid to get too close contact with human.
Oh, so maybe in the near future?
Maybe, if the human race changes for a better standard.
Oh, yeah, that's good to know. Thank you, Mom.
More peaceful, for example, more loving. More consideration for all beings, more kind to animals, more kind to themselves, for their own species, etc., etc., then maybe we can contact them. But again, only if they want, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, when the times come, we know how to contact with them.
They will contact us.
okay.
They will know how.
Master, I know more people become a vegetarian and more media talking the changing to a vegan diet is the best solution to help global warming. Do you think that have something to do with the UFO or us, like SMTV? I think UFO from a different planet, they might try to educate us, to help us, give us the information.
No, they did not give any information. Have nothing to do with UFO, as I told you already. It is us, yeah?
Yes.
It is you who go out of your way to distribute the alternative vegetarian living flyer and SOS Stop Global Warming flyers and all this information about the solution, how to stop the global warming. And it's the Supreme Master Television that broadcasting all the urgency message and promote vegetarianism, as well as many other organizations, green vegetarian organizations, who are helping in spreading this message.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is our planet going to enter the photon belt? What will our planet be like when it gets here?
It's a theory that in 2012,
yes,
the planet would be aligned with the so-called center of the galaxy.
Mm.
And as a result, we're supposed to be blasted with a lot of photons, which are vibrations and positive light, was what I understand.
Oh. The photon belt, if it exists, according to the theory, then it's about 440 light years away from our Earth. Yeah? How on Earth are we going to enter that photon belt? Our Earth has to be faster than a UFO. Right now, Mars is only 136 light seconds from us. And it takes like 10 months or something, or a year, for our rocket to get there. How is it that our planet is going to enter the photon belt, which is 440 light years away from us? Tell me. So maybe you misunderstood it, or maybe the information is not very correct. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
You're very welcome. Hmm?
Yes.
Next question. Hi, Master.
Hey, hello.
How are you?
Hello, hello. How are you, love? I'm fine, I'm fine.
My question, Master, what is the best way to motivate meat eating to go back? It seems to be green easier for them to act than to give up meat. Because most of the advertising thing, grocery store or restaurant, only focus on meat products for sale.
That's right. That's right, that's right. I asked myself the same question, my love. I haven't got the answer yet. Just give them whoever you encounter the SOS flyers, yeah? And alternative living flyers, introduce them to Supreme Master Television so that maybe they can get more information and that they might decide to go veg. Everybody talk about, okay, changing the light bulbs, you know, turn off the heater, you know, open the window instead of aircon, but they don't talk about vegetarian diet. They don't talk about ending the meat habit, because meat habit is the number one cause of global warming. And everybody talk around it, just like to try to avoid the issue. So that's why the vegetarian diet is not widely spread. And the urgency info of the global warming has not really been widely informed to the public at large. So you see, I have always asked the leaders to help to do this. I'm waiting. I hope they will respond, and on time, to save the planet. Meanwhile, we try it the best we can, okay?
I love you, Mother. Spread
the news, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Master.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Thank you, Master. Master, please tell us a more efficient way to get more people accept our SOS flyer?
Oh, well, you just give it to them and they will decide, okay? Up to them. We cannot force people. We can only explain, we can only make information available and tell them that there are a lot of information on the Supreme Master Television or suprememastertv.com, and then tell them, please, just try to get the information and then decide for yourself. What else can we do?
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
This is the first time I'm talking to you, so I'm so touched. Okay, my question here. We have known about the global warming for a while. We have done what we could, like our center here. We have longer group meditation. Mm-hmm. And we could convince people to be vegetarian just 2 or 3 days a week, just like Master instructed, and explain them the reason. I felt desperate because even our own family, we could not ask them to do that. We need your wisdom. What else should we do to change people's perspective about being vegetarian? The anxiety stay in my heart all the time, and I believe it may be with our brother and sister too because of what's happening to the world now. Thank you, Master, for your blessing to our center.
Ah, you're welcome. I know what you're talking about. I know that you are very worried. All you can do is just refer to them all the scientific information that we know and ask them to research in the internet themselves and research on our SupremeMasterTV.com, and they can always write to any other green organization to verify the information. It all came from United Nations, came from the most famous scientists, the wisest scientists, the most responsible organization and groups and individuals. It's not from us even. We did not make up all these things. So tell them they can do research themselves. Yeah, they don't have to believe you. Tell you what, family members are the most difficult to convince. Yeah, I'm lucky that my parents believe me, my sister, my relatives and friends believe me, but not everybody have this luck. So what else we can do is, if you can, you can write to the government and talk to the government or talk to powerful people or write to them, and then maybe they can help us to support to spread this information, because right now only a few governments are really doing this openly. I mean, they have to openly endorse this and make people realize that it is urgent to save the planet by going vegetarian and by adopting a green policy. The government, the media, the powerful people, the people who can make decisions and influence people, they have to help. We are just private group. And we do what we can already.
Thank you, Master, so much.
It's just everybody worries, so I'm trying to help them to recover, to save the planet that they really love. I also love, but I can also live. I can love the planet and live the planet. And it's not about the destruction even. If we all die at the same time or easy, then it's okay. It's just that sometimes if the planet is polluted and poisoned, then people will die slow and in agony, and so many disasters happen and people will suffer so much. And that's the only thing that we should worry, if we do worry. And otherwise, do your part, yeah? Do your best. Meditate very well, pray, and spread the news whenever you can. Don't worry too much about it. The physical body is not the thing we should really worry. We worry because for all the whole population of the planet and for all the species on this planet, but I individually, I don't worry much about myself. I'm doing all this for everyone else, okay? And so should you be. You should have peace in your heart, all right?
A very simple question about my meditation.
Okay.
When we meditate, I think the primary emphasis is I have to focus on my goal for Guanyin and focus on light. But the problem is whenever I try to focus, my mind will go away from the goal you taught us. So whenever I am aware of the situation, I just turn back to my current focus. But problem is when I turn back, I just wander away very quickly. So this cycle will last forever and it never stops. And is there any way you can teach me to improve the situation?
You mean to concentrate more?
Yes.
We all have to try. Just keep trying, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Until you don't need it anymore. Okay. You're welcome.
I would like to see if you can give us some advice. We have a restaurant here in Seattle. Three of us been running it for a little while now, but we have not been able to meditate as much time as we would like to. And the customers seem to like the food and the place that we offer, but however, we do not have the manpower or the know-how to keep up with the place. So we really don't know what to do, because you've been stressing more and more vegetarian and trying to encourage people to become vegetarian more. And I feel like I want to keep it, but I don't know how to do that. Master, please give me some advice.
You can hire some more people to help you. Hire a helper so that you can meditate more. Okay?
Yes, Master.
Is the business doing well? You can afford to hire one more person?
Yes, Master.
Okay, then please do that. Just keep enough money for yourself to live, okay? Don't make yourself go hungry, of course.
Yes, Master.
All right. I'm glad that the customer like your food. What do you mean you don't know how? You must have known how. Otherwise, how can you cook so nicely and people like it? Hire somebody so you have a little more time to rest and meditate. All right, love?
Yes, Master.
Good meditation. I love you. Ciao. God bless. Love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.